Hello and welcome to another episode of the Bearded Mystic Podcast, and I'm your host, Rahul N. Singh. Today we will be continuing on with my thoughts on the Upanishads. There's some important announcements. If you would like to support the Bearded Mystic Podcast, you can sign up to the podcast Patreon page for ad-free and bonus episodes like this and other benefits depending on the tier that you select. Details are in the show notes and video description below. Every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, there is a free virtual meditation session along with discussion and Q&A. Please find the details in the show notes and video description below if you would like to meditate together. If you have any questions, you can ask them in the new series, Direct and Unfiltered, with the Bearded Mystic. More information is in the show notes and video description below. Please like, comment and subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're listening to this on your favorite podcast streaming app, please rate and review the podcast and do follow or subscribe to get future episodes. And please do share this new series with your friends and family, and this can help the podcast reach a wider audience. Today we will continue on with the Isha Upanishad, and we will be looking at verses 7 to 9. Verse 7. When one realizes that all beings are indeed situated in the self, when one sees that state of oneness, then what delusion and what sorrow can exist? What we can understand from this verse is that all beings are situated in the self. Everything we see in existence is in the self. There is no separation in this existence. There is nothing that is not Brahman. This is something we can establish here very clearly, that there is only Brahman and there's nothing that is apart from Brahman. And neither is something part of Brahman, there is only Brahman. This is a very crucial thing to understand. And we have to have this true understanding to know that all beings have their place in the self. So whatever being there is, we're not there to dictate why it's there. What's its purpose? Even for human beings, why are we so fixed on what is our purpose? When really, it's about knowing what is aware of the purpose that we're living. And that is the answer in itself. But again, we don't get access to this type of knowledge. This type of knowledge is very exclusive and only meant for a very few people. Because only a few people can grasp that intellectually. To have that true understanding, we need to understand what is the self. And we know that the self is that which is changeless. We know from the previous episodes that the self is that which, you know, moves swifter than the mind. You know, it's vast, it's everywhere. All beings are in the self, and the self is in all beings. We understand this from a very fundamental experiential level and something that we are absolutely aware of. This understanding then becomes a realization. It transforms into realization. When we integrate these teachings, that's what matters. So once one is in oneness, how can there be delusion or sorrow? Delusion and sorrow is only there if there is the other or something separate to us. In oneness, everything is united, everything is unified. And remember, anything that is unified and united, we are connected with all the time. We see it as our own limb of the body. We don't see it as something separate than that. And that's the difference. So there can't be delusion about what religion we are, whether we are the body and mind, whether we are our vasanas, our karma. None of those will happen. And neither will there be any sorrow. Why should I be sad if somebody has more than me? If somebody says something that hurts my feelings? At the end of the day, what happens to the sages is that, yes, the abuse may happen, the harm may occur, but there will be a very centered awareness, which will be like, well, that is not me. The person that is talking to me doesn't know that we are one and the same. See, nobody's talking about someone being better. That is where a lot of spiritual people get caught out. Once you understand that you and the other, even the one that is not nice to you, that is horrible to you, when you see them as one and the same as you, meaning consciousness, awareness, don't get stuck in the identity of the person, or the karma of the person, or the vasanas of the person, or the jiva of the person, or the tendencies of the person, the habits of the person. No. Only awareness is one and the same. This is what we must understand. When we're talking about the state of oneness, that's the only state of oneness. When we are in duality, then there is the appearance of separation, and this causes delusion. We understand this very clearly. And that's very true. Think about it. When you're in duality, when you think there's you and another person, and there's this appearance of separation, there's a division. How are you going to really connect with someone? When we fall in love with somebody, that falling in love is merely recognizing that we've always been connected. So this is the end of the episode. To listen to more of this episode, subscribe to the Bearded Mystic Podcast Patreon page now, or subscribe to the Supercast, Buzzsprout subscriptions, or to Apple subscriptions. Please share this podcast with your friends and family who may enjoy this content, and do follow me on social media to keep getting updates. Join the Bearded Mystic Podcast WhatsApp community group to continue the podcast discussion. Details are in the show notes and video description below. Please like and comment on this video and subscribe to this YouTube channel. And please follow, subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast streaming app. Thank you very much for listening. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Om Peace, Peace, Peace. Namaste.